Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Early odds have been released for some of college football's biggest games in 2024. And of course, as you can imagine, there are a number of SEC matchups included. Where should you be putting your money? Guys, I'll talk about these spreads, early leans, underdogs that I like, and everything else you need to know ahead of kickoff. Ladies and gents, boys and girls, I'm Chris Phillips of SEC Unfiltered. Appreciate each and every single one of you tuning in. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button on YouTube. Hit that bell icon as well so you get notifications of when we go live and when we drop new video content, which is each and every single day. Also, guys, be sure to check out the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. We drop those podcasts daily as well. You can follow along on social media, X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, wherever you get your content. And of course, guys, check us out on secunfiltered.com for all the latest from us. Guys, before we get rolling, of course, we're talking gambling today. Our friends over at mybookie.ag, they are the sports book you need to place all of your bets, not just in college football season, but March Madness, MLB, NBA, whatever it might be. Head over to mybookie.ag, guys. Use the promo code SECU at sign up. Again, that's mybookie.ag, promo code SECU. You're going to get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000. So whatever you put in, they're going to double it for you. They got tons of other great promos. They've got a casino as well. Guys, if you're like me and you like to be in the game, throw some coin around on whatever sport it is, MyBookie's the way to go. And again, guys, we got March Madness just around the corner, and it's never too early to place your bets on college football, whether that be totals, that be win totals, that be over-unders, that be spreads, that be parlays, whatever it might be, MyBookie is the way to go. So again, MyBookie.ag, promo code SECU. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SECU for a 100% deposit match up to $1,000. MyBookie.ag, promo code SECU. Again, guys, like I mentioned, our friends over at FanDuel dropped a lot of spreads on some of college football's biggest games in the 2024 season. And these are some of my early leans, guys. We're going to go through these, and I think there's some numbers that absolutely jump out, as you can imagine, guys, and there were some other games as well. But I mostly, the list I'm going to show you, I mostly included all of the games, and I'm going to put it on the screen here because there were a lot of SEC matchups, as you can imagine, in these games. Starting off, and again, it's never too early, guys, to put some money down, hence why we are talking about it today. So I'm going to get this on the screen if you're watching on YouTube, guys. If you're not, here we go as we run through these.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
First off, we got Georgia minus 12.5 against Clemson. Of course, this is a neutral site game in Atlanta. We've got LSU minus 6 against Southern Cal, that game being played in Las Vegas. Texas minus 2.5 at Michigan. That one's going to be a lot of fun. UGA minus 3.5 at Alabama, this being Kalen DeBoer's SEC opener. Texas is minus 10.5 against Oklahoma in Dallas. Georgia minus 1.5 at Texas. Georgia minus 3.5 at Ole Miss. And LSU minus 2.5 against the Alabama Crimson Tide. Of course, guys, that game being played in Baton Rouge. Drop in the comments below, by the way, your best bets. As we look over these guys, I think what stands out first are the Georgia Bulldogs, right? And all of their spreads. And Vegas, obviously, thinks really, really highly of Georgia. Because that 12.5 spread against Clemson, you can debate that. I tend to lean the Georgia side. I just don't know what we're getting out of Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers. And while this game is at a quote-unquote neutral site, guys, it's in Atlanta. This thing is going to be, all due respect, the Clemson folks are going to travel. But it's going to be like a Georgia home game. Let's be honest with ourselves, right? But the fact that Georgia is favored at Texas and at Ole Miss, It's one thing to be favored at home. It's one thing to be favored in a neutral site game. But to be the favorite on the road in hostile environments like Austin, Texas, and like Oxford, Mississippi, and you think about what those teams are going to be and what they have coming back, right? These are a pair of teams. The win total for Texas, over under 10.5, for Ole Miss, over under 9.5. I think it just speaks to the respect and the way Vegas is looking at Georgia this season. And you look at Georgia's schedule, guys. I don't think it's realistic to expect them to go undefeated. Also, by the way, I didn't even mention the game at Alabama. -3.5 at Alabama. That's another team over under win total at 9.5. I would not touch the Bama game. That would be one that, you know what, I don't really know what to expect from Alabama. They've still got lots of talent on the roster, but they were also gutted by the transfer portal. You know, Georgia's had this Alabama thing for so long. They've had this Nick Saban problem for forever. Do we find out it's an Alabama problem, or was it more of a Nick Saban problem? But you got to go to Bryant-Denny Stadium. It's going to be a night game. Kalen DeBoer's first SEC game. Who knows? I think all bets are off there. That's probably one, guys, I won't lay any coin on. I'll just sit back and enjoy and watch a fun football game. But at Texas, at Ole Miss, especially, guys, I look at that Ole Miss game because you're giving me the hook. You're giving me 3.5. If it were 2.5, probably take Georgia. You're going to give me 3.5 with what Ole Miss has. This game, obviously, guys, later in the season. I think one of those two, I will not be surprised if Georgia loses that football game. Guys, with the way this schedule sets up for Georgia this year, it's not like last year where most felt like it was an easy schedule. I do think there's going to be a pitfall. I do think there's going to be a game. I think Georgia's going to lose a game. Wouldn't shock me if they lost two. Again, they're over under win total of 10.5. It's at that number for a reason. I think they're going to lose one of those two games. I'd probably go in Oxford with that hook at 3.5. But I think what this shows, guys, is just how much respect and how highly Vegas thinks of Georgia going in the 2024 season. Guys, I love LSU -6 against Southern Cal. I don't believe in Lincoln Riley. You got to replace Caleb Williams. I think LSU's defense is going to be night and day better under Blake Baker. I also think Garrett Nussmeier, I think the offense is going to pick up right where they left off. Not saying they're going to be exactly as good, but I think they're going to pick up where they left off. I think they're going to keep things rolling. And I think where LSU is going to expose Southern Cal, and I know LSU's got their own issues, their own problems, their own questions, but in the trenches, right? It's this narrative of West Coast, they're soft, they're finesse. And is that unfair a lot of times? Yes, it is. But with Southern Cal, I think it's pretty accurate. And I think that's where LSU is going to have the advantage. Guys, this is an early pick for me. I'm picking LSU to win this game. I think they're going to cover the 6 points. I don't think Southern Cal is going to have the physicality to go blow for blow with the LSU Tigers. I do think LSU will get it done. So I love LSU -6. Texas -2.5 at Michigan. Again, this is probably another stay away one for me, guys, where I'll sit back and enjoy and just watch the game. I'd be curious to know the totals for this game and Georgia-Bama. Be very curious. I like to play totals. I'd be curious to know those totals. Texas -10.5 against Oklahoma. This one feels, you know, I'm not super, super high on OU either. But after what happened last year, and I think, guys, what's going to get played up, because I think this spread's going to get bigger. I think Texas is going to continue to catch the money. I think they're going to be probably a 2-touchdown spread by the time it comes up, because the revenge factor is going to get played so much going in this game. And, guys, I think the revenge factor is arguably the most overrated thing. It's one of the most overrated things when it comes to talking about games, because it's like, do you need revenge factor to be excited to play in a ball game? Like, do you really need revenge factor, right? Like, if you're not fired up to play in this game and you need the thoughts of revenge to get you motivated, you're probably playing the wrong sport. You look at what Oklahoma did last year, guys. They beat the Texas Longhorns. Now, what is Jackson Arnold? That's going to answer a lot of how this game is going to go. I don't disagree that, hey, Texas is the better team. But, guys, in a rivalry game like this, double digits may be too much. So if I'm leaning one way or the other, I got to be leaning Oklahoma +10.5. It gets down to single digits, I may stay away, but Oklahoma +10.5, guys, I would take the underdog right now in that ball game to cover, at least. Not saying to win, but to cover. And finally, guys, LSU minus 2.5 against Bama. If you need any indication that this is not the same old with Alabama football, guys, the spread in this game is a great indication of that. Because, you know, you look at the history in this series. Even in Baton Rouge, Bama has dominated. And I mean, they've dominated, guys. I think LSU's won there like three times over the last like 30 years against Bama, which is crazy to think about. But making LSU the favorite. I think there's a lot of questions with Alabama football. And you saw that, by the way, by the win totals coming out at 9.5, paired with teams like Missouri, Ole Miss, LSU, right? Bama in somewhat of unfamiliar territory. I'd probably side with the Bayou Bengals, though, guys. Bama's going to be such a difficult team to bet this year because we don't know what to expect, right? So much, I think, of even when Bama, you know, going into last year, right? They lost so many questions, and I was doubting them, and many others were as well.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
But at the end of the day, we all realized, doubt Nick Saban at your own peril, right? You're digging your own grave if you're doubting Nick Saban at every turn, guys. And I had somebody tell me, nobody gets rich betting against Alabama on a weekly basis. Does that still apply? Is it still going to be viewed as one of those things where, okay, you can go against Bama, but that Bama brand, the Alabama Crimson Tide, what they are, they still are a massive force. They're still a massive figure. Or are they now mortal? I think a game like this is going to tell us a lot. So in this game, I'd probably lean LSU right now, but Bama certainly one of the greatest mysteries going in the 2024 season, not just from the actual on-field wins and losses side, but the gambling side as well. Guys, I want to know what you would pick. What are your early leans as you look at these games, you look at these spreads, the over-under win totals even as well? We've been talking a lot of gambling over the last couple of weeks. And, of course, with where we are right now in the college football offseason, dare I say. No offseason, no such thing. But we are sort of in the offseason. A lot of gambling chatter. What are your early thoughts? What are your early leans? Where do you find the most value in these early big game odds?
Headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is 4 missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.